We're moving from the foyer into the exhibition hall. We're faced with a round structure, which is a vitrine that holds 20 meditation drawings by the Chilean artist Juan Downey. Juan Downey's contribution to this exhibition are the drawings and two videotapes, The Abandoned Shobono and The Laughing Alligator. Downey was a pioneer video artist in the late 60s, early 70s, trained as an architect in Chile and in Paris, eventually moved to New York and became part of a scene of young artists who were performers and working a great deal with video, which had just become accessible to artists. He was a pioneer in early independent broadcasting in New York and worked as an architect and as a videographer, doing a number of different documentaries. At one point, he decided that he was going to go make a work that connected the different parts of the Americas together. He left New York on a road trip down through to the northern states of South America in order to document what was going on in these different countries and to connect them visually. In other words, he would document what he saw and then he would play it back to the people in those countries and to people in the next country he would go to. He realized that there was very little communication between people who were neighbors in these different countries, and he was interested in this kind of cross-cultural, what ended up being a piece called Video Transamerica, which was from 1973 to 1978. During this trip, he spent 7 months in the Orinoco River Valley. He spent 7 months in the Orinoco River Valley among the Yanomami people. The Orinoco is unequally divided between Venezuela and Brazil. And the Yanomami were first discovered in the 50s, one of the last tribes to be discovered in the world, in fact. He lived among them, and during this period, he did these meditation drawings. He had been meditating since he was 19, and his interest in architecture and in the architecture of the Yanomami, which they live in what is called a shobono, which is a round or elliptical structure. And the meditation drawings that he did, over 100 of them during his stay with the Yanomami, are displayed in this circular vitrine, which was especially created for the drawings to make the relationship between his interest in these shelters, in the shobono shelters, and the Yanomami cosmology. In The Laughing Alligator and The Abandoned Shobono, we see a kind of personalized documentary of the Yanomami during their shamanistic rituals, during their lives hunting and gathering food. We hear about their culture through an ongoing narrative that takes place, and the relationship between their architecture as a kind of self-contained space in which and self-protective space in which everything in their lives goes on that echoes their religion and in a way echoes the drawings that Downey made, which are also ellipses and circular forms. Downey was on the forefront of early video in the 70s and had made a number of installations dealing with electrical wavelengths. He was interested in new technology. At the same time, he was very involved with politics in his own country and very critical of what was going on in Chile and in other parts of South America. He takes a very critical position to politics. And yet, at the same time, he, like a number of different artists, was caught between the desire to come to terms with new technology, with the politics of capitalism that he was involved in, yet finding that that wasn't enough, he left that and lived among very pure, simple people in the rainforest. So he was, in a way, caught between these two worlds. And his life contradictions embody this idea of the rational and the irrational. At one point in his videotapes, he presses his face against the monitor screen in a way wanting to leave the reality of the world that he lives in and go into his medium. He was able to do this through meditation and through his drawings. And in a way, I feel that he is one of many artists of that period who showed the way to a younger generation like Alzheimer's and Zhiminsky.